welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Dropbox Cache. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today I'm going to talk about hidden files and folders in Windows Explorer. All sorts of interesting things you can do with the file and folder lists there. And usually, people don't want to display the hidden system and operating files that Windows puts in their folders. They want to have them hidden. And so you're able to do that in Windows Explorer, and you're also able to hide your file extensions if you don't want those seen. Sometimes, however, especially with the file extensions and even with the operating system files, it's very useful to see them. So I want to try and to talk with you about a way to display them and, of course, to turn that off if you don't want to see them. I was inspired to do this tip by the fact that my Dropbox kept saying it was full. I couldn't understand it because the files I could see in my folder were like, oh, you know, it took it up to 1.7 gigs. When I went on the website, it said it was only 1.7 gigs full. I just was completely confused. My computer was saying it was 4.75 gigs. So I looked at my properties and I just couldn't figure it out. And finally, the solution came to me. And I will show you what I did.
Desktop, folder view, list view, gold wave checked, 21 of 29.
And I've got some weird checkbox going on. I gotta get that off. But I'm going to go into my documents. And I'm in Windows 7, so Windows XP might be a little bit different, but I think this is
my Dropbox.
This is going to be the same kind of all the way across the board. So I'm going to go to the folder My Dropbox, and I'm going to go into the folder.
My Dropbox.
And these folder options, you check them, they will apply kind of in this particular folder only. I don't think they will apply to the entire Windows Explorer folder structure, unless, of course, you want them to and you go into a drive letter or something. So I'm in my Dropbox, and I'm going to go into the Tools menu. Not opening any folders or opening any files or anything, just tools.
Menu, map network drive, dot, dot, dot.
And I get map network drive.
Folder options, dot, dot, dot.
I want to go into folder options, so I just pressed up arrow once.
Leaving menus, my Dropbox, items view, multi-select list box, not selected DTND, 5/30/2011/4:51 p.m. file folder, 1 of 14. Folder options dialog, general page.
And it puts me in a general tab.
General tab.
And the tabs I have, if I shift back once to get to the tabs, it's a multi-page dialog. So I've got general,
tab, search tab,
view, and search. I want to go under the view
tab.
And there's going to be a tree view that I'm going to want to make some adjustments in. So I'm going to hit tab.
Folder views apply to folders button, Alt plus L.
Okay.
Folder views
leave
reset
that
folders
alone.
Button, Alt plus R.
Leave that alone.
313 view, files and folders open, 18 items.
There are 18 different items in here.
1. Always show icons, never thumbnails off. 1. Always show menus off. Display file icon on thumbnails on. Display file size information and folder tips on. Display the full path and the title bar classic theme only off. Hidden files and folders opened.
This is what we want, or one of the things we want.
2. Don't show hidden files, folders, or drives on. 1 of 2.
This will hide hidden files, folders, and drives.
Show hidden files, folders, and drives off. Show hidden files, folders, and drives on.
I want that, so I just hit the space bar and turned it on.
1. Hide empty drives in the computer folder on. 7 of 18. Hide extensions for known file types on.
I don't want to hide file extensions. I want them on. I want to know if something is an MP3 or a WAV or a text or a doc file.
Hide extensions for known file types off. Hide protected operating system files recommended on.
This is what I want if I'm looking for a cache or something to purge. And if you're in Dropbox, that is usually in your Dropbox folder that is hidden by default. You don't even know you have a cache. I didn't even know I had a cache until like 20 minutes ago. And it stores copies of itself so that if you want to go back and find something that you'd previously deleted, you can. So I'm going to...
Folder options dialog. Warning dialog. You have chosen to display protected operating system files. Files labeled system and hidden in Windows Explorer. These files are required to start and run Windows. Deleting or editing them can make your computer inoperable. Are you sure you want to display these files? No button. Alt plus N. Yes button. Alt plus Y. My Dropbox. Folder options dialog.
To display the hidden files in this folder will not make the computer inoperable, so you will see it. We went into the folder.
Restore defaults button. OK button.
Now that's all we want to do there, so I'm going to hit OK and get out of it.
My Dropbox, items view, multi-select list box, not selected, dot Dropbox, dot cache, 8/28/2011/1:19 p.m. file folder, 1
That's new, because the first thing we heard when we went into this folder was something called BT&E, which is one of my Dropbox shared folders. This,
not selected, dot Dropbox, dot cache, 8/28.
is completely a new thing. We did not hear this before. Now, I'm going to look at the size of my Dropbox folder.
My Dropbox.
I'm in Windows Explorer. I backspaced, so I'm out of that out of the actual folder. I'm on the name of the folder. I'm going
my
to
Dropbox
properties.
Dialog, general page, read
and
only
I'm going to look for
jaws,
the size.
Jaws created, Saturn attributes, check corner, created, contain, size on disk, 4.31 GB, 4 bill PC. My documents.
4.3 gigs. Woo-wee. So I'm going to go
Dropbox. Items,
and now I see this cache file that had been previously hidden.
Dropbox,
so I'm going to go into that. And what do we have here?
20110826/26/2011753pm file folder 1201.
And it is
jaws. Jaws to P attributes. Corner hit OK, but core attribute contained. Size on disk 17.0 MB/PC.
17.0 megs. So that's not too bad.
20110828.
This one that was apparently created today. How big is it?
2011 jaws. Size 3.27 GB. 3,514,000.
I think this is a problem right there. 3.27 gigs. I'm going to delete this.
2011.
This one that was created today. Now, I know that I don't want anything that is in there. So I'm going to go ahead and delete it.
Delete folder dialog. Are you sure you want to move this folder to the recycle bin? 20110828. Date created. 8/28/2011/12:28 a.m. Yes button. Alt plus Y.
I guess since it is a protected system folder, it will not allow me to permanently delete it. It's going to move it to the recycle bin. Well, I'd rather it move it to the recycle bin than keep it in my Dropbox.
No button. Alt plus Yes button. Alt plus
so
Y.
So yes, I want it out of here.
Dropbox.cache. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected. 20110826. 8/26/2011/7:53 p.m. file folder. 1 of 1.
And I guess when it really comes down to it, I don't need this one either.
Delete folder
from
dialog.
Yesterday.
Are you sure?
Or was it 2 days ago?
No button. Yes button. Alt plus.
Yes.
Dropbox.cache. Items view list box read only. My Dropbox items.
Now let's look at the size of the Dropbox folder again.
My Dropbox.
See what
properties
it says.
Jaws. Jaws to PC. Created. Set attributes. Pre-contain. Size on disk. 1.02 GB. 1 billion PC.
Now that is what I'm talking about.
My doc.
1.02 gigs. That is a heap better. Whew. Now, apparently, according to some forums that Rodney looked at, they are going to try and add code to Dropbox that will purge the cache on a regular basis. But as you see, it's not there, and that can cause some problems. So, that is how to display hidden system files and folders, and how to display hidden files in general, and that can be very useful with Dropbox and other file folders and things that and programs that have caches. So, in any event, thank you very much for listening. It is really simple as that once you know how to display these things, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.